The average buyer needs to see your stuff, at least on social media, dozens of times. And the easiest way to do that is having a super clear niche and just repeating the same thing again and again and again. And you have to become known as that micro celebrity, as that expert. So all of your marketing has to show what you do and how you solve people's problem. Any business, whether you're selling fast food or coaching services or any type of service, a business has to solve a problem that a human will pay to have solved. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified. I'm your host, Liv Chapman, and today we're covering the five biggest mistakes that we have seen new coaches make and how to avoid them. If you are just getting started in your coaching business, you need to watch this video because I'm going to tell you exactly how to not fall into some of these traps that new coaches fall into, which unfortunately sometimes leaves them with no clients, no business, and no real sense of purpose. And that's exactly the opposite of the goal that we have at IGC Coaching School. So if this is the first time you're tuning into one of our videos, my name is Liv. I am the CEO of IGC Coaching School, and we have been training and certifying coaches through our partnership with the International Coach Federation, or the ICF, for a decade now. So I know what I'm talking about here. Not everywhere in life, but I know what I'm talking about here. So let's dive right into these five common mistakes and how you can avoid them so you can essentially move further, faster, and live out your purpose, which is usually why people come to coaching in the first place. So mistake number one, lack of clarity in your niche. Being a coach and having a business are two separate skill sets. What I see most often is that we have these amazing trained coaches who are certified and trained and do excellent work, but they're lacking in some of those business skills, which of course we teach in IGC, but if you haven't been with us, we're going to dig into it now. You need to have a niche. You need to be able to articulate clearly what problem your coaching solves. Now, again, if you're trained and you're really great at what you do, you know that you can dance in the moment and coach anyone around anything for the most part and within the realms of the ethics of coaching, but you need to be able to articulate the problem that you solve. Any business, whether you're selling fast food or medical devices or coaching services or any type of service, a business has to solve a problem that a human will pay to have solved. You have to be super clear on what that problem is, essentially what your niche is, and how you can help your clients. Some common niches, we have six that we kind of track our students into at IGC, and those are career coaching, life coaching, business coaching, health coaching, relationship coaching, and leadership or executive coaching. Those are the six most popular niches, and often there's sub niches inside of each of those larger niches as well. But what I've seen trending, especially this year in 2025, is having a super clear niche. Less of the coaching jargon that no one really can totally understand, and therefore it makes it harder to self-select into your services when they're like, I'm not really sure what this means. So words like quantum leaping or embodied transformation or I don't know, some of those more woo-woo things. If that's you and that's your brand, that's cool. But if you're just getting started, pick something that people know and understand so that, like I said, they can self-select into saying, oh my God, she helps me find a job that I love when I hate my job right now. Amazing. I need that. Sign me up. Or this person's going to help me after I just got out of a really traumatic divorce. Great. Sign me up. Right? You want it to be super clear. So don't make the mistake of having a very broad niche where essentially it leads us to number two, underestimating the level of marketing that it takes and the clarity of marketing that it takes to get started. So without clarity on that niche, it's going to be very hard for you to market your services. So they kind of work hand in hand. Mistake number two is underestimating the importance of marketing and the consistency required to market effectively. So if you build it, they will come is not relevant here. What you need to do is be telling everyone to get there, promoting. If you're getting like that icky, I don't want to, you're going to have to resolve that either within yourself or within the help of a coach or a training program, but you've got to get out of your own way. You have to be willing to either go to events, get out in the world, market yourself in online, on social media at a level that shows you are a professional and you are open for business. Do not underestimate the level of marketing that it takes. The average buyer needs to see your stuff or see your marketing, at least on social media, dozens of times at this point. Unfortunately, the world is a little bit like overstimulated and there's so much content, there's so much information. So you have to stay relevant, which means you have to stay consistent. You have to be regularly marketing yourself and your services. And the easiest way to do that is going back to number one and having a super clear niche and kind of just repeating the same thing again and again and again and becoming known as this micro celebrity, if you will, in your niche of, I am the go-to person for people who hate their jobs, or I am the go-to person for people who are just getting out of a divorce, or I am the go-to person for someone who wants to recreate their life in their 50s, or I am the go-to person for building confidence as a CEO in X field. You have to become known as that person, as that micro celebrity, as that expert. So all of your marketing, don't overcomplicate it. It has to show what you do and how you solve people's problem.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Number three is a very easy mistake to avoid if you have had proper coach training. Number three is you really, really, really cannot neglect having excellent client relationships and client results. Do not be the coach that becomes really good at marketing and sales, but forgets that client outcomes and client experiences and client relationships are of supreme importance. I unfortunately have seen a lot of people come into the coaching industry, celebrities or influencers who have built a huge following, who could sell almost anything to anyone. And unfortunately, without a really great product or service in this case, tank their businesses. You want to make sure that what you are marketing is actually happening in that client experience. That is the way that you build longevity in this industry and that you ensure that not only is your marketing that you're doing working, but word of mouth and referrals and amazing client testimonials and amazing client experiences are the norm for you. Nothing collapses time in terms of growing your business as much as a referral, as much as clients singing your praises, of them telling everyone, oh my gosh, you have to work with this person. So ensure that you are putting a lot of love, a lot of effort, and a lot of expertise into your client experience. If you are watching this and you have never had any formal professional coach training and you are working from your own expertise, that's not a deal breaker, but you still want to make sure you know exactly what you're doing. You have built this container where quality coaching can happen. You have a methodology or a plan in place that covers all of the coaching core competencies like setting goals and accountability and monitoring progress and active listening and powerful questions. And if I've lost you because all of that sounds boring, all of that is really what makes great coaching happen. Don't be wondering what to do or getting a client on the phone and not having any clue, because then you're going to have all of these leads from all of your great marketing and you're going to have all of these disappointed clients. And that is a mistake that you can absolutely avoid by ensuring that you are really, really good at what you do. Number four, also piggybacks on number three, do not overpromise and underdeliver. We actually want to do the opposite of that. We almost want to under-promise and over-deliver. So one of the things that you have to be careful of when you're marketing your coaching services or making any promises that you can't actually guarantee. Coaching is not a quick fix to someone's life. You are not a magician. You cannot make someone lose 20 pounds in 7 days or find the love of their life in 90 days or find the perfect career in 60 days or increase their business revenue by $1 million in 30 days. You may have had these successes before. You may have clients who have done these amazing accomplishments, but you want to ensure that you are not overpromising or guaranteeing results that may not be possible. You want to set realistic expectations, and ultimately you do want to underpromise and overdeliver. You want to be very careful with your words and make sure that you're not setting any expectations that could have clients essentially have a bad experience with you. So be careful on that. Again, if you have been properly trained as a coach and you're abiding by the ICF code of ethics, this is very easy for you. You know the exact language to use to be able to explain what coaching is, perhaps also what coaching isn't, and how you can co-create the best results with your clients without making some big and preposterous marketing claim that may leave people feeling betrayed or lost or disappointed or kind of like a gotcha. All right. Number five, this is another mistake that I beg of you to avoid, and it's very, very easily avoidable. And this is failing to do professional development, failing to continue to learn and grow in any professional career. And I often emphasize professional career, not because I believe in some system or think that it needs to be overly professional or not that you can't be yourself, but because if you want to be paid at a high level, you have to show up at a high level. And often people who are hiring coaches at this high level have an expectation of professionalism, of follow through, of some level of training or certification. In fact, research shows that almost 90% of people who are willing to pay the big bucks, so over $250 per session for a coach, require that that coach has a certification or a credential. So these are the people that I'm talking about. And what in any professional career, there is some element of professional development involved. I even remember being a classroom teacher. And if you're a parent out here, you know about all these professional development days that your kids are not in school, right? I am also frustrated by that at this point. But we regularly had professional development going on. In other industries, it's the same thing. Perhaps you were in a career where you had to sit through different corporate trainings or go to different workshops, and maybe some of them you hated, maybe some of them you loved. Point being, if you are running a coaching practice, you also want to commit to that learning and growth for yourself. So what does it look like for you to stay on top of this research, to stay on top of best practices, to even just be reading some of the latest personal development books? This can be very helpful as a coach to have these recommendations to give to your clients or different lenses to reflect or to respond inside of a session. Say, you know, this has me thinking about something that I recently read in so-and-so book. I highly recommend that you take a look at this, or I'd love to send you an excerpt from this to support you in what you have going on right now. So really staying up to date on different tools, on different resources, and committing some of your work life, if you will, to incorporating learning and development. Again, that's one of those things. If you align yourself to the ICF and the International Coach Federation, they require you to do a certain level of professional development hours. Whether you're pro ICF or accreditation or not, that is absolutely something that you can incorporate into your life as a coach. And the coaching world is constantly evolving, and it's our job as coaches to continue to evolve with it. This is how we stay relevant. This is how we stay top of mind and even continue to claim that micro celebrity or celebrity status as the go-to person or the go-to coach for fill in your niche. So be sure to incorporate that into whatever you're doing, reading your books, going to workshops, attending different events, which can also be great for networking, and staying ahead of the curve and adapting to trends is really key to your success as a coach and an easily avoidable mistake, if you ask me. Let's recap those five mistakes that you are now officially going to avoid if you've watched this whole video. That is lack of clarity on your niche, avoiding that. We're getting clear on the problem that we solve. Number two, don't underestimate the importance of marketing. It requires a lot. It is a heavy lift, especially at the beginning of your coaching practice. And just don't be afraid of ever saying too much or being repeating yourself or redundant. That is not the case. The more the merrier when it comes to marketing, especially when you're first starting out. Number three, do not neglect a strong client relationship. Yes, focus on marketing. Yes, focus on being clear on who you serve. But don't drop the ball when that client says, yes, I'm in, I'm paying you, you're my coach now. Continue to maintain a very high level client experience, which will also help you avoid mistake number four, which is over-promising and under-delivering. If anything, under-promise and over-deliver. Get very clear on what you do. Set your expectations as a coach so that your clients are actually blown away at the end of your work together versus disappointed. Nothing worse than a disappointed client. And avoid mistake number five, which is failure to learn and grow, by incorporating some professional development activities into your regularly scheduled programming and staying up to date, staying relevant. This industry, like I said from the beginning, it's growing. It takes more effort to stand out and to really set yourself apart as the go-to coach. I hope that's helpful. If you need any more information, we have tons of links and freebies and resources in the notes below. If you found this helpful, leave us a like and be sure to subscribe. This is your go-to place for all things starting and growing your professional coaching practice. We'll see you next time.